Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking gypso with Congressman Frank Lucas. Back with the Congressman after this.
Don't miss Pawnee Bill's original Wild West show at the Pawnee Bill Ranch site in Pawnee, Oklahoma, with a parade through downtown at 2 p.m. and the grand entry at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Entertainment on the Hill at 2:30 and an optional barbecue dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the Pawnee Bill Ranch Museum or order in advance by calling 918-762-2513. Ask for group sales and special senior rates. Don't miss the Pawnee Bill's original Wild West show Saturday, June 11th, June 18th, and June 25th.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oakey. It's the thing to do, you know. Call Oakey.
You can request to locate 24 hours a day at www.calloakey.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE.
Call Oakey. It's been 1 year ago now that U.S. Department of Agriculture's Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration, GIPSA, proposed a sweeping overhaul of marketing rules for livestock in this country. Proponents of the so-called GIPSA rule say it's needed to assure the independent livestock producer survives. Opponents of the GIPSA rule says it'll take us back 20 or 30 or 40 years as far as the marketing of livestock, destroy value-added agricultural opportunities in the livestock industry, and more. Well, the Congress of the United States, at least the House of Representatives, going on record this last week in their Ag Appropriations Bill for fiscal year 2012, that USDA needs to stop working on finalization of the so-called GIPSA rule, USDA having their funding taken away for that type of activity. We talked yesterday with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, about that move by Congress, and if he's fearful that USDA might try to rush the finalization of the GIPSA rule before October 1 as a result.
Well, USDA said last fall that they wanted to have a GIPSA rule in place at that point. Now we are coming into summertime in 2011, and they're still not in place with the rule. It is a concern, but I'm hoping that the appropriations process sent a message reinforcing the message the full Ag Committee has been sending for some time. This is too important to the livestock industry in this country to do it in a hurry. It is too important to do it without a thoughtful cost-benefit analysis, and that we're simply trying to slow the process down so that USDA can get it right. And I would note that the National Beef Cattlemen's Association, the National Turkey Council, the National Pork Producers Council, the National Turkey Federation have all been very focused on saying, let's not rush this.
I guess what the key to you, as much as anything, is once let them do the economic analysis, but you want a comment period after, right?
Exactly, Ron. From my perspective, no matter whether you oppose or you support the intent of the rule, one thing is for certain. We've got to get it right. The development should not lead to a confusing, inconsistent rule that could potentially have dramatic effect in a damaging way on the livestock industry in this country. Let's slow it down. Let's sort it out. Let's do a cost-benefit analysis so we know that there is more good done than harm. That's where I want to be, and right now we're not at that point yet. That's why this language was included by the United States House in the Farm Bill, basically to not fund further implementation of the proposed GIPSA rule.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.